the team that I used to cheer for was out of Broward. And so it was funny because I was like the only Spanish girl on the team. And they would always do that thing that people ask you to do when you're from another country, like, oh, say toilet. And I'll be like, toilet.
But Michelle Antelo isn't from another country. She was born and raised in Miami. Her accent is why we wanted to talk to her. But when we told her that, she thought we'd made a mistake.
I'm not offended that I was asked to be interviewed for this, but my family and I, like, I don't feel as though we have an accent.
This is what Michelle thinks a Miami accent sounds like.
Oh my God, pero, like, I don't even know. And, like, there's, like, so much, like, it's, like, nasally. And then they do this thing where, like, they have to extend everything. Like, they're really thinking about it.
Even though the other cheerleaders in Broward told her she spoke differently, Michelle didn't hear it. Both her parents are Cuban and her first language was Spanish. But once she started school, her family only spoke to her in English. Now she says she pretty much only speaks Spanish to her grandparents.
Lisa Jeffrey is an accent coach in Miami. She works on getting people to speak what's known as standard American English.
Cutesy wootsy.
That's how she describes the Miami accent.
Now that's perfect for young girls who are going to party in South Beach because it's so cute. It's the cutest in the country, I say. But once they get jobs and they become professionals, it's not so popular. And so then they begin to see that other people have a problem with it.
She says the stereotype comes from the image people have of Miami personified as a sexy young woman.
She would be hot, you know, with a short skirt and, you know, vivacious Latin accent. And that's the characteristic of the speech.
A few years ago, a study by the University of Chicago found that Americans are less likely to trust people with an accent that sounds foreign. And for people from other parts of the country, a Miami accent might sound foreign.
Generally, in public, if you sound different, you tend to be treated differently.
Cedric DeMornay is one of Jeffrey's clients. He's an actor who only noticed his accent after he won a monologue competition.
Hi, this is Cedric DeMornay, and I'm doing the monologue for the Drake Kid YouTube channel.
We played it back, and I would hear myself, and I would think, wow, this, I sound different.
After he won, he flew out to LA to meet the producer who ran the contest. She told him he would only be cast for Caribbean or Hispanic roles.
Cedric lived in Haiti for a short time as a kid, but he's lived in West Palm Beach since he was 11, and he works in Miami. Even though he doesn't speak Spanish, he thinks he's picked up a slight Hispanic twang. Cedric says he gets more roles now that he's been learning to speak without his accent.
And Michelle Antelo, the former cheerleader, she's an actor too, but she doesn't think her accent puts her career in jeopardy.
I think having kind of like a Hispanic like giveaway, like that they can see that I have some kind of culture to me, it already makes me more interesting just by me opening my mouth, you know? So I think it's kind of like putting seasoning on a steak, you know?
And that makes sense. In her day job, Michelle works in real estate. So she's selling Miami to the world. I'm Patience Hagen.
And I'm Isabel Echarte in Miami.